Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show as you heard in that last hour, if you got it. And by the way, the 2 hours are separate. Some radio stations carry one, some carry the other. And sometimes you have to miss one because you've got a party or something else you're going to. You can always get us and always get everything we've done at RadioMD.com in the archives for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can ask us questions, as many of our guests did, to Robert Chaitkin. By the way, she's the author of Gut Bliss. The email is gutbliss.com for her new book, as well as the old one, The Microbiome Solution. The Microbiome Solution. Wonderful guest. But what I wanted to bring out also, and she started and we didn't get quite enough time. Boy, did that hour go fast. In fact, if you look at my list of what I want to do for the 2 hours of the show, we got through about a quarter of the first hour's goal. So we got a 1 3/4 amount to do. And we've got some great segments, which we'll talk to you about by Dr. Gary Ginsberg. One of the things was that the Center for Food Integrity, and I don't know who that is, but they're probably a group that said that that looked at the antibiotics, and they looked at Olive Garden and Papa John's and Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, Applebee's, Sonic, Chili's, Jack in the Box, Arby's, Dairy Queen, IHOP, Outback's, Little Caesars. All of those got an F. They failed miserably. They all have antibiotics in all their food. The three that got the best grades, well, you can guess, Chipotle, Panera, and Chick-fil-A. Those are the ones that are going to no antibiotics, no hormones in their food. Excellent. And Subway got an F as well on this first time. And one of the things that I like Subway, they're always, you can find them. Yeah, Subway's, by the way, Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's received C's. Subway, Wendy's, Burger King, Denny's, Domino's, and Starbucks all got F's. And you can find in Starbucks, Subway, if you want to keep eating it, remember, just go vegetarian, no cheese, no oil, mustard on the sandwich, and ask for whole wheat. Eventually they'll get 100% whole grains in their bread, but right now their bread isn't perfect. But you can always get those things, those if you will, the foot-long Subway, which just vegetarian, all vegetables, probably the best thing on the road if you can't find and or don't want to eat chicken at Chick-fil-A, which is also probably pretty darn good. The next topic I wanted to cover, and we started to cover it in the first segment, is the importance of fidgeting. Now, this comes from a large study in Europe on fidgeting and sitting. Turns out we all know that sitting for longer than an hour at a time, so you want to get up for 1 minute every hour, if you would, is sitting for more than an hour makes your blood vessels less responsive to your demands and probably ages you. So even if you're watching a TV or movie, you want to get up a little bit. But this was an interesting study because they asked these women to rate their fidgeting. And those that fidgeted, that said they did the most fidgeting, or even those that did a moderate amount of fidgeting, had no aging from sitting. It seems like that fidgeting, and I'm doing it all the time, you probably can hear it on the radio, but I do a lot of fidgeting. If you fidget, you don't age from sitting. So fidget a lot. One of the other stories this week is sitting is bad for children. They had children, they had the girls recline. They recruited, I can't remember the number, I think it was about 40 women. 40 girls between the ages of 11 and 19, and they had them recline for three interrupted hours. And if they did that, their arteries no longer functioned. They had a 33% decline in the elasticity of their arteries just in that period of time. Obviously, it's recoverable, but for that period of time, afterwards they had a decline in the quality of arterial function. So sitting, bad for girls as well as boys, bad for teens and kids. But one of the things that makes it much better is if you're fidgeting, playing around with your pen, I suppose it would be typing on your computer as well. Now, the next story that we alluded to again in the opening, and by the way, I should tell you that the other stories I'm going to try and get through, taking blood pressure at night at night decreases your risk of diabetes, and not by a little bit. We're going to try and get to the story on if you will, traumatic encephalopathy, which means early dementia in the NFL players. Alcohol and marijuana, at least marijuana in food, not smoked, may be a preventive medicine in small amounts. That is, they decrease aging of your arteries. We'll talk about our Wellness Foreplay website. You can get chocolate-covered nuts, meal replacement bars, etc. at clevelandclinicwellness.com/wellnessforeplay. I had a pause because it has two wellnesses in it. clevelandclinicwellness.com/wellnessforeplay is the website you can get that at. The story on, I want to talk about the blood pressure story, because I don't think anyone expected, I didn't expect this, because I tell patients, or at least have until this past week, to take their blood pressure pills when they're most likely to have high blood pressure. So that's more likely to be in the daytime. So I say, take your blood pressure pills in the morning, so you'll decrease your blood pressure during the day. Well, it turns out that they looked at this epidemiologically, and the people who had the biggest drop in blood pressure at night had, and I always thought that was dangerous, maybe it gets too low and you have a stroke, but the biggest drop in blood pressure at night are the ones who had the least development of type 2 diabetes. And so they said, well, why don't we give these people their blood pressure medicines just before they go to sleep rather than in the morning? And what happened is, though, and it wasn't a small, it was over 1,000 people, that 12.1% of the 1,000 subjects who were randomly assigned to take their medicines in the morning developed type 2 diabetes, compared to 4.8% of the roughly 1,000 who took their meds at night. Again, random assignment. And in fact, what it did, even after you factor out waist circumference and fasting glucose and whether they had chronic disease or not, if you take your blood pressure medicines at night, you had a 57% reduction in type 2 diabetes, of developing type 2 diabetes over this period of almost, on average, it was 5 years, but it was almost, let me make sure that that's true, it was 5 years, but I think some of the people were even much longer in the study. So this is really remarkable data, just changing when you take your blood pressure pills. Now we know, by the way, I always say to people, take their aspirin when you remember, it's better at night. That is better. I don't know whether that taking the aspirin at night, though, at the same time you take your blood pressure pills, would decrease this effect. We don't know a lot of these interactions. No one studied them. So you'd say, well, you mean the drug companies that charge us so much because they're doing research don't even study the interactions? No, they don't study the interactions. They try and do it one blood pressure pill at a time. Now, I didn't get to the rest of the stories that we're going to talk about because we got waylaid on this one. But in fact, this story, the other stories that Gary Ginsberg, who's going to come up at the right after the break, are first about VW emissions. How's it going to affect you and us? What about heavy metal? The fish drummer warns about it. Fish contamination with plastic. And New Hampshire kids drank non-metal, non-stick military chemical. What does that mean for you? We'll be right back.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth About Women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. People have asked, how can I find out about the upcoming guests? You can get them by sending us a note at udocs@gmail.com and just put subscribe. We send out a newsletter every week that tells about the upcoming guest. And if you say subscribe and the news of the week, we'll send you the news of the week on Saturday, right before the show, to tell you the outline of the show, including all of the news. And of course, you can always follow us at Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen. Gary Ginsberg's segment is always the thing I enjoy most, because I learn the most from Gary Ginsberg every week. And Gary, what's the story on the VW emissions? Does it affect us, or is this just a lot of hooey about nothing?
Yeah, well, environmental rules on cars are there for a reason. Cars are the number one source of air pollution across most of the country, but especially a bit in big urban areas. And so when you've got a major automaker that falsified test results with a defeat the emissions testing program that, you know, really flies in the face of all the regulations. So environmental regulations on cars have improved air quality in places like Los Angeles and New York, and has made air quality in the United States better than in Europe. Diesel has for a long time been known to be a major source of pollution, whether it's trucks or diesel cars. And the regulations on controlling diesel require that it be very economical on NOx or nitrogen oxide emissions. What Volkswagen did was they fooled the emissions inspectors by making it look, just during the emissions testing, making it look like the NOx emissions from their Passats and from their Jettas, all their diesel cars. This doesn't affect their gasoline-powered cars, but from their diesel cars, it made it look like the NOx emissions were within regulation, when in fact they were 10 to 40 times above regulation. And so they got better gas mileage out of their cars because they did not have proper pollution controls on them. And so they tricked a lot of people who bought these cars, but also they tricked federal regulators, and that put more nitrogen oxides into the atmosphere. Now, if it's one car here, one car there, doesn't probably add up to much health risk. But we're talking 11 million cars in Europe. We're talking about half a million cars in the United States. And it's, less than 1% of the new U.S. car market, but nevertheless, that does add, because diesel is such a large contributor to NOx, it does add to air pollution. And what does NOx do? It causes increase in asthma risk, and it actually increases the risk from particulate matter and from ozone. It leads to more ozone formation. So Volkswagen did a very underhanded thing. I'm not going to sit here and judge why they did it. We don't know exactly why, other than perhaps to get market share from other companies that have non-diesel engines that get really good gas mileage and can beat emission controls. So Volkswagen's in a lot of trouble. They're going to get some hefty fines, it sounds like. And it was really bad for air quality. And so, again, this is one of those places where government regulation can do the right thing. It was government regulators that caught the problem working with the University of West Virginia in their testing lab and are going to crack down on an automaker that's gone AWOL.
Now, this is really, to me, this is really a big thing because the it's 10 to 40 times.
Right. Per car.
Is that right?
Every car has been emitting since whenever it was created. I know people who bought cars like this. It goes back to the 2008 model year for any of these turbo diesel engines that VW was putting out. 10 to 40 times higher than the statute, than the regulation. So that's a lot of NOx to be putting out. And diesel is known to have problems with nitrogen oxides. And so when Volkswagen came out with this, everybody said, wow, this is a breakthrough. Well, it wasn't a breakthrough. It was cheating.
Do you suspect that other companies are doing this as well and Volkswagen just got caught? Or what do you think?
I don't think that the diesel, selling diesel cars has been pushed that heavily and marketed that heavily by other companies, at least not in the United States. The European market may be a little different, and there's all sorts of different brands over there, so I think the European regulators are going to look into it. But what has been a sore point in this country as well is doing mileage, miles per gallon testing on new cars in ways that may not be completely above board, not necessarily realistic to your driving conditions. And EPA has tried to get the automakers to tell you when they went, well, on the sticker, when they say miles per gallon you can expect, that that's what you're really going to get on the highway and in the city. Because the way they would run those tests have notoriously also been overestimating what you can expect. So some truth in advertising there. EPA has made some inroads, but it's still not perfect. Mike, we need clean cars. We need cars that run off of batteries and solar energy, or at least off of house electricity, so that where the energy is being generated at some centralized power plant that sends electrons to your house or to the shopping mall where you're plugging in your car, those stationary sources of power, they can be adequately controlled for the nitrogen oxides, for the particulate matter, so that we don't have these little smokestacks all around our communities and our cities where inner city kids are trying to breathe that air, or near schools.
Gotcha. Now, why is it 11 million cars but only 500,000 in the United States? It must be some countries have this much worse than we do with pollution.
Exactly. Paris is known to have really poor air quality and higher asthma rates because they rely so heavily on diesel. See, diesel is known to give you better mileage, gas mileage, miles per gallon, and because gas is so expensive in Europe, that the European market has been much more heavily focused on diesel, and that's led to poor air quality, and Volkswagen, with their trickery, has not helped it. But even, you know, non-Volkswagens in Europe tend to run more on diesel.
Now, do you expect, will we ever see Volkswagen? I mean, they ruined their brand, right?
Yeah, it's it's hard to trust them when they have this going on. I think that they make a lot of gasoline powered engines, and those are fine. I wouldn't say there's any trickery going on there. I think that the diesel owners, they have to be pretty worried, because they're probably going to be part of a call-in that their engines are going to have to be retrofitted so that they don't cheat on the tests, and that may affect their gas mileage and engine performance.
And now, Gary, what do you do if you have one of these cars? I mean, it's like you've got a car that isn't legal.
Well, it is technically legal. I'm not sure exactly why it should be legal, because it would fail in a normal emissions test. But right now, the way the test is run, it still passes. So they technically are not illegal, but EPA is working on, I think, with the Department of Justice, a way to get this all called in. I know Volkswagen's already put aside some number of billions of dollars to address the problem of fines and recalls. So it's going to start kicking in probably pretty soon.
Now, Gary, can you stay with us, or you've got to run tonight?
No, I can stay. We can cover a few more topics.
Okay, we've got some great other topics about heavy metal, fish contamination with plastic, and New Hampshire kids drank nonstick military chemical, what it means for you and me, and what happens to the kids. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg, my favorite segment, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
Who says you have to be young to feel young? You can experience that exuberant energy in many stages of your life, but sometimes you may need a little help. If you're not feeling that kind of energy, it may not have anything to do with your age, but instead the production of testosterone in your body. Michael's Naturopathic Programs has a formula for that. Michael's Testosterone Factors contains the essential nutrients that support the production of testosterone naturally. This comprehensive formula is a combination of vitamins, amino acids, and select herbs that are ideal for proper male hormone production. Feel young again by getting the support you need with Testosterone Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find it at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or go to michaelshealth.com and check out our full line of naturopathic formulations for all your health needs. That's MICHAELS health.com. Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Tried.
and truthful.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For more than 45 years, Barbara's has created delicious cereals and snacks made with simple, wholesome ingredients you and your family can trust. Barbara's breakfast and snack items are lower sugar, higher protein options, free of artificial ingredients and colors, with the majority of its product profile non-GMO Project Verified, committed to better health and better taste. Barbara's gives families real, wholesome food that's tasty too. Check out all of the products at Barbara's.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? First, I had to decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more, so I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike, and we're extending my favorite segment of the show, that is Gary Ginsberg's What's Toxic, What's Not segment. You can get to Gary Ginsberg's website, whatstoxic.com, but Gary is a wealth of information. We were talking to him before this segment, that is immediately before, about the air quality standards and what happened with the Volkswagen diesel. And he was telling me that all diesel cars emit more particulates and NOx especially, and that worsens our health. So Gary, you were talking yourself about buying a diesel. What'd you decide to do after this?
Well, I haven't gone out and bought or leased a car yet, but because of this problem with the diesel engines now, and they're polluting, they're still pretty polluting and bad for the environment, I would switch over to a high miles per gallon car, like a Prius or like one of the small economical cars, for, you know, long distance driving at least, you know, try to cut down on my contribution to climate change and air pollution. And there's a lot of good cars on the market. You don't have to resort to a diesel engine for that. So Toyota makes, you know, Honda makes, you know, there are many, a variety of different cars. Even some of the smaller GM cars get you good mileage. And if you're only transporting yourself back and forth to work, or you and one other person, you don't need to be lugging around a lot of extra space that just takes up and cuts into your miles per gallon. You know, there's no reason why you should be getting 20 miles per gallon or under these days. New cars should be getting at least 30. So, you know, be a smart shopper. And right now, gas is cheap, so people tend to buy the big cars when gas is cheap, but that's short-sighted because we know that's not going to stay that way.
So, now, let's go to the other topics. I think we've done enough on this one. Even though this is such a fascinating topic, because you rarely hear of a company cheating a federal government and intentionally, at least that I have. Fish drummer warns about heavy metal. What does that mean?
Okay, so Fish, P-H-I-S-H, is this jam band that came out of the University of Vermont. It has taken the nation by storm. It's they're not as big as the Grateful Dead, but they're sort of in their genre. And their drummer, you know, they've got some money. He bought a nice old, I think it's a Victorian house in Maine. And he has gone public with the fact that his child, this is the child of the drummer in the band Fish, has become lead poisoned. And he's making a very public case out of the fact that we, you know, lead poisoning is not just an inner city phenomenon, but it can happen in any older home. His child had about 5 micrograms per deciliter of lead in his blood, which when I was a kid, you know, my blood level was probably 15 or 20. We've made a lot of improvements, but still 5 is too high. And it's coming from the chipped paints, the house dust that would be in an older home. Any home built before 1978 is a risk for lead paint. But, of course, what's the first thing that, you know, the drummer from the band Fish did? They did some remodeling work, and he's got some, you know, little kids crawling around in there, and the lead paint, you know, was spread around that would be still on the walls and on the molding. So, you know, lead paint hazards, we've done a lot better as a society, but they don't go away. This is a battleground that is house by house. Every house has to confront, every house built before 1978 has to confront the lead issues that may be lurking there, especially when it comes to if you've got little kids in the house. And so it's great that he made a public statement about it to alert people. You know, and Freddie Gray, the guy from Baltimore who was killed by the police and had a long police record, as I talked about on the show before, he had lead poisoning as a kid, and it's known to lead to more crime. It's not just an inner city problem. This story points out that even a rock star's kids could be lead poisoned.
Now, there's another story, if you will, and that is the story about what I just saw is the story about fish contaminated with plastic. What is that all about?
Well, you know, there's a number of ways that plastic gets dumped into the ocean, whether it's our paper bags that don't end up in the right place and contribute to the Pacific gyre, and that plastic slowly breaks down into particles, and fish ingest it, and it can become part of the fish. This particular story is another source of plastic, which I had never heard of before, but it's particles that come from our clothing. So when we launder our clothing, more and more plastic is infiltrating itself into our lives. And there is plastic threads, plastic components to our clothing, which wash out of our clothing, go through sewage treatment plants, get into water systems, and get into fish. And so now when you're eating, you know, locally caught fish or fish from anywhere, there's going to be a certain percentage that's not flesh, but that's plastic. And nobody yet has tested how much phthalate may be involved, because phthalate is you know, to the toxicologist like myself, that's the chemical form of plastic that may have some health impact, as well as what plastic will do is it acts as a matrix. It can sorb other kinds of chemicals like PCBs out of the water, out of the soil, out of the sediment, and help it go up into the fish. So plastic, putting more plastic into the environment is not a good thing because fish will tend to become more, shall we say, plasticized. And so, yeah, I'm not saying that you're going to bite into a fish and it's going to taste, it's going to be rubbery because it's got plastic, you know, but it's, you know, on a nano level, you know, the fish are getting increasingly plasticized. And one of the sources is being dealt with, and that's microbeads that's in our facial scrubs and in some of our cleaning products to help with the abrasion, natural abrasion. They put little plastic, tiny nano-sized microbeads into a lot of products, and we realize that that's going straight into the aquatic environment, straight into fish. And so there's been a major movement by legislatures across the country to cut back on that. Now, this is a new source, these plastic threads coming from our clothing. So the issue of proper treatment of the oceans and the rivers and protection of fish, we talked last week about mining and how the sea bottom may become mined, and that could cut into habitats that fish rely upon. We really have to hold in high regard the protection of our marine life, and plastic is not necessarily compatible with that.
Now, how quickly will we get a problem on this?
You know, I think it's going to be a story that hopefully will recognize where the sources of the plastic are coming from, and we'll find better ways to sample. And right now, this is like a research university kind of a problem, and this is not something FDA is testing for, and we need better test methods to find out if the levels are going up over time and why they're going up. So right now, this is a little red flag that's saying we need to monitor this over time. We need better test methods, but we don't really know where we are on whether there's an iceberg out there and we're just looking at the tip of it, or if we're at the beginning of a trend that's going in the wrong direction. But it is a little red flag.
Okay, and now the other question, if you will, is the other story this week is about the New Hampshire kids who drank the nonstick military compound. What's going to happen to the kids, and what happens to the rest of us?
Yes. This is a story about perfluorooctanates. They are the nonstick coating of pans. They're also in clothing and in carpeting. And they end up possibly getting into some water supplies just naturally at very low levels. But in this particular case, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, there was an army base that had polluted the groundwater with firefighting foam.
And Gary, we're going to have to come back. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Man.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. friends. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As the announcer said, a passionate show that helps you take control and you control your genes so you can live the longest that you want to live. Gary Ginsberg is nice enough to hang over another segment. So these New Hampshire kids drank these perfluorocarbons that are used in a non-stick military chemical. How did they, one, get them? And since we get them in low levels, what's going to happen to these kids? Did they get toxicity? What do we now do?
Right, well, there's no symptoms in these kids. These are more chronic type of toxins that if you're exposed early in life, the concerns are that they're endocrine disruptive and may lead to hormonal issues later. And we don't know enough about these chemicals to know what the exact safe level is and what all the potential later on effects are, but we do know that EPA has a provisional drinking water target level. And the level that these kids were drinking were about 12 times higher than EPA's target. So this was at a daycare center. The water had been contaminated by a nearby Air Force base that was evidently doing some firefighting training. As you can imagine, you know, a plane goes up in flames. You have to get out the foams. Well, these foams have a lot of these perfluorochemicals in them, and if they wash them down into the ground, they're very stable in the environment. They don't break down, and they can get into their drinking water. So these children not only were found to have their water high, but they tested their blood, and the kids were found to have higher blood levels of these perfluoral compounds than a control group of kids. So, the parents don't know quite what to make of it. The health officials are all concerned that, this is one of these oopses. We don't want kids to be exposed to any more of these perfluoral compounds than they have to be. We all have some low-level background of it. And they're probably going to be monitored a little more closely than your average kid in terms of, just general liver health, organ health, and hormonal health. There are some cancer risks associated with these chemicals, but the key, Mike, is a lot of people come to me. If one of these parents came to me, I would talk to them about how multifactorial our development is, our hormonal health is, our cancer risks are. There's so many factors that go in, including your immune system, your how psychologically fit you are, how physically fit you are, your diet, and your genetics. So just because your kid drank for a year or two elevated levels at their daycare center of some chemical that has some cancerous to it, doesn't mean your kid's going to get cancer. You have to talk people in off that ledge because it's just one risk factor, and you try to do everything in your power to cut down on your risk factors. Here's one that's an oops, but there's others that you can't control, and these kids are not going to be exposed anymore. So at least they caught it, they nipped it in the bud. But what it does say is that EPA needs to develop MCLs, or maximum contaminant levels, for these chemicals, so that it's not just a provisional number that's out there, but it's an actual hard standard so that water companies have to test. If water companies were testing for these chemicals, they would have known about it way before this occurred.
Fantastic segments today, and I look forward to finding out what you're going to do about buying a diesel car, Gary, sometime in the future. Thanks very much. And let me go and summarize now for everyone else what we've gone through in the full 2 hours of the show. We talked about the statins for the elderly, generally good. You betcha they decrease mental dysfunction over time. We talked about generic drug price gouging, but I didn't get into it enough. I will next week. Diagnosis, too often wrong. 30% of diagnoses are wrong. Always get a second opinion. Always get a second opinion if you're doing something for more than 3 days. Physical activity, diet, not pills, may still be the best bet for getting your brain power. Remember stress management too, and there are some pills that can help. The USA's standard of living is going down because we're spending so much on chronic disease management, and we're spending that because a lot of people are buying more things for their, are using more things that are dangerous to their health, such as saturated fats in red meat and egg yolks. These are killing us as we increase the use and the purchase of foods with saturated fat in them. The standard of living goes down as we're spending more. Every penny of increased productivity increase since 1994 has gone into increased medical expenses or increased medical insurance costs. Why focus on your microbiome? Great segment by Robin Chutkan, Chutkan. Her website, gutbliss.com, talked about the microbiome solution and how we're going to have to stabilize our microbiomes as we're getting older, and a lot of other interesting things about it. Fidgeting blocks the effect of sitting, so if you're going to sit for extended periods of time, keep your hands busy, I guess keep them to yourselves, but keep them busy. We also talked about taking your blood pressure pills at night, wards off diabetes. It's the best way, the easiest way to ward off diabetes, a 50% reduction in diabetes, if you will, compared to what happened if you take your blood pressure pills in the morning. Amazing. Gary Ginsberg talked to us about the VW emissions scandal, this is just rampant cheating, and it was the NOx, the nitric oxide emissions, that cause asthma, that cause chronic inflammatory disease, that are up 10 to 40 times, not one time, 10 to 40 times. Amazing. The Fish drummer's son got lead poisoning, and we're gonna have to work on that. Fish contaminated with plastics. Don't throw your plastics into the water. Who should avoid? What restaurants should you avoid because of the antibiotics in the meat that changes the antibiotics in the meat will change your microbiome, and it is the ones that got good grades: Chipotle, Panera, and Chick-fil-A. The others, mostly F's. Too bad. Data on brains of former NFL players do show a continuing trend towards chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So what do you do with your kids? Do you tell them they can't play football? What do you tell with your friends? You tell them they can't play football or other sports? That's how I would do it. We're running out of time, and we got only 30 seconds left. So thanks very much for listening. You can always find out more about you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, on Radio MD, and we archive for 15 years. Stay well.